Okay, I'm here with Arthur Gaskin from Ireland, who just finished winning his first round match by beating Julian Illingworth from the United States in a three love match, but close match, especially the first game was really close. And what were your thoughts on that, Arthur?
I knew the start was going to be very, very tough, and my sort of plan was if I could make the first game tough and very physical, and whether I win or lose, I wasn't too worried about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I lost the game and it was physical, then the second game becomes so important. But if I lost it and it wasn't, then I was in trouble, because you give him, much to play with. He's very good at he's a clever player. He's played a long time, and it was a very tough draw. So, but I knew if I won it, then it would put me in a very strong position. So it was very important in that sense. In the probably the most important stage of the game was when I was down 2-4 in the second, and I felt like I lost my way a little bit mentally. So I just kind of G'd myself up, and I thought if I can just I pushed myself really hard just to really up the tempo, and I was working hard too, but I was working hard to apply pressure and to really sort of take time away from him, from Julian. And then once I got to about 7-4, 8-4, I really felt he was hurting a lot more, and I just kind of, I felt strong enough to be able to push through to win that game. And then, I got a really strong lead at the start of the third, where, I felt he was so much further back. Then I could start expressing myself, going short a little bit more and opening up the court a bit more.
That's really good insight, especially for club players to see the thought of what you're going, what you're thinking.
Yeah.
I always say that to players about the first game and how important it is for you to get in the match, even if you lose it. But in your case, you have a strategy in the sense that Julian maybe hasn't been playing as much on the tour, and maybe putting a bit more doubt in his mind going forward.
He would have known as well that the start for him was very important for him for different reasons than it was for me. Because my take on it was that if he got a good start and he got in front, he could use his experience to try close the match out.
Yeah.
And I was just so determined not to give him it, at least not to give it to him so easily. I know that's it's a really easy thing to say. Like people say, you're not going to give it easily, but you're not thinking. You're really sort of applying. You're just looking to sort of take initiative, and not let him dictate the game. Because if he dictates the game, I might be able to run all day, but eventually the gaps are going to get so big, and he's going to put the ball away.
It's really interesting just to think about, even at all levels of squash, it's still a simple game, really. It's who controls the front, keeps the guy in the back, is who wins the match, usually.
Yeah, it's like life. It's as complicated as you make it, it really is,
Well, we're really happy that you're in Salt Lake City, and I know that you now get the task of playing the number one seed, Henrik Mustonen, I guess is how we say that. And have you played him before?
Yeah, I've played him twice. Yeah. So once on PSA, that was last season.
Yeah.
And it was a game I felt I should have won. I should have won, but I gave myself a very good chance and I didn't take it.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to it. I know exactly what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Within reason, and I think if I can do it well, it'll give me a very good chance. But if not, then I have to do it well to have a chance tomorrow. He's a tough player, and the margins are so fine. So it's just keeping on top of small little details, a few things here and there that are going to make the difference.
That's the thing that strikes me as I watch. It's just like you said, the margins are so fine. You guys are all close, and
you're right. Like it's anyone's week.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just who puts it together the best.
Yeah.
Because everyone's fit, everyone's strong, everyone's training hard, and everyone can play.
Yeah.
And it is literally just on the day.
Yeah.
You can't take anything for granted. And if you do, you're in trouble.
How are you finding the altitude, courts, ball, all that here in Salt Lake?
I think the courts are fine. I always find the ball at altitude takes a little bit getting used to.
Yeah.
The speed, obviously, but also it's heavier. So going short, for me personally, anyways, I always struggle initially. It takes me a couple of days.
Yeah.
So, but in terms of the altitude itself, I don't really feel it out here. It's not, thankfully for me, it's not high enough where it makes a big effect on my lung capacity.
Yeah, I thought, just, you know, I was walking around watching all the matches, but it seemed like, and maybe it's Julian's experience, but you guys were moving the ball short to front a lot better than some of the other guys, you know, and the lobs, the lob game and touch game was evident throughout.
Yeah, true. And Julian's always played like that. He's always been very good like that. And it's only something very in the last while that I've really tried to be more thoughtful and thinking about pace variation and working the ball in short, as opposed to looking for the outright winner, which is maybe when I was younger I used to do. And then if I'd miss a couple, then I get a bit tense and I just hack and wouldn't think. But as you get older, I suppose, you have to use your experience. If you don't, then what's the point in playing for 10 years?
Well, it's a great conversation, and we look forward to that match. And sorry to make you play the late match, but
I enjoy it. Yeah, I get to, you know, have a hit in the morning. I get to sleep for a few hours, read a book, and then watch the other boys kind of play. I love watching the squash, so I get to watch a couple of matches, and you get to, you know, embrace the environment before you go on. So whether I play first or last or wherever, I'm just happy to play. That's the most important thing.
That's awesome. I share your love of the game. So we look forward to tomorrow's match, and thanks for taking time to speak with us.
No, thank you for having us.